thoughtful viewers, and welcome to today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, featuring the fascinating inner lives and high intelligence of our herbivore friends, the cows. These graceful bovines have great curiosity, enjoy solving problems, interact with their environment, teach one another lessons, and have good memories. Cows also form long-term relationships and mourn the loss of loved ones.
The cows, they can cry when you want to kill them. They cry. Many of them do that. And some even run to the police and to take refuge. They do know what to do.
Today, scientists are discovering that cows can understand cause and effect relationships, a sure sign of advanced cognitive abilities. A cow can quickly learn to push a lever with her nose to get water, or press a button with her head to get food. Recently, scientists have also learned that these animals actually enjoy the challenge of solving intellectual problems. Researchers at Cambridge University hid some food behind a closed door to see if the cows could discover how to get their reward, while an encephalograph measured their brain waves. Not only did the cows easily resolve the problem, but showed considerable excitement in doing so. Veterinarian Professor Donald Broom says that when the cows successfully opened the door, the brain waves showed their excitement, their heartbeat went up, and some even jumped into the air. We called it their Eureka moment. These gentle beings love life and do not want to die, with many reports showing that cows go to great lengths to save their lives. Consider Maxine, for example, a beautiful Hereford from the United States. On Tuesday, September the 18th, 2007, Maxine was sighted running down the streets of Queens in New York City, USA. Destined for slaughter, she had miraculously managed to escape and was literally running for her life. The frightened cow was eventually caught by police and firefighters who brought her to Animal Care and Control in Manhattan. A team from Farm Sanctuary heard about Maxine's plight and offered to let her live out her life in peace and tranquility on their 175-acre facility. The story of this brave cow's dash for freedom touched the hearts of many people, and the following video has been graciously provided courtesy of Joshua Catcher and Farm Sanctuary.
Beautiful girl. She was tagged for slaughter, and that would have been her fate, but she wanted to live, and so she literally ran for her life, and now she'll live out her life in sanctuary. It's interesting how the public responds when one individual animal, you know, makes a run for her life. They end up making headlines on national news. People's hearts go out to this one individual animal. When you look in her eyes, you know, everyone wants the best for her once they get to know her. And when people are able to identify with an individual and look her in the eye and see that she's a living, feeling being who has a will to live, then people care.
I've been working here with Animal Care and Control for almost 9 years. This morning was really astonishing to me. All of a sudden, it dawned on me, this sweet, innocent cow running away from being slaughtered. And I never even thought about it before, that something is actually being slaughtered, and it's my ground beef, and it's my dog on steak, and stuff like that, and we've been eating this for years. I never pictured that face on that, and it hurt. I can't do that. So now, we're going to work on not eating me and my entire family. Because I'm realizing that this is a life that was saved today. And with my family, we'll be saving a couple more.
Farm animals, by and large, are a lot smarter than people give them credit for. They know when they're in trouble. It's like Maxine here knew she was in trouble. So she went to... She was looking for an escape route, and she found it.
She looks like she's about a year old. Absolutely beautiful Hereford. And those, unfortunately, are cows that they use for meat. She's most likely at a live market, and because they have a very strong will to live like any living creature, she got loose. She had a will to live, and she did it.
she's going to have, like, cows of her own breed, even. She's going to be so happy.
When the trailer arrives, yes, the cows in the herd will moo.
Yeah, they will moo in a big line. Everybody lines up.
They will start mooing to her to comfort her and to tell her that they're there. And she will moo back.
Any animal, any creature has a strong will to live.
She's an ambassador for all animals who are still suffering in slaughterhouses and on farms and who don't have such a lucky outcome. People love a happy ending, and it's happy.
For more information about Maxine and other refugees of the food animal industry, visit www.farmsanctuary.org. When we return, we will learn more about the high intelligence and emotional depth of cows. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. As we continue our fascinating exploration into the inner life of the gentle, loving, intelligent, vegan cow. All animals, including cows, have the ability to feel emotions such as love, pain, and happiness, just as humans do. And at times when our spirits are truly calm and quiet, we may even be fortunate enough to communicate telepathically with animals. One of our association members shares his experience of hearing the inner thoughts of cows, which revealed to him their true spiritual nature.
It was at the Florida Center here 2 years ago during the springtime. There were some cows outside the front gate. I was working the front gate, and at that particular time, Master decided to give informal talk out on the grass. I was trying to listen, but I couldn't hear very well, so went out on the front road, even, outside the gate, and there was these cows. I had a ball that was bouncing, and it looked like the cows were amused, so I just stopped and thought to myself, is there anything else you want me to do? And the cow said, we're not interested in you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah. That's the feeling I got in my head. Yeah. They said, we want to hear Master. And at first, there were two or three cows, and they were standing up. Now, 5-10 minutes later, there was about 5 cows, and they're all right nuzzled next to the fence, and they're all sitting down and just looking straight towards the center. And they're all just laying there listening to your voice.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. My God, that's very touching. Yeah. It's good that you can hear them sometimes. They normally don't care to talk too much. Just when really necessary or emergency, they would tell you. Yeah. Well, animals are amazing.
Cows have a complex matriarchal social system. A female herd leader is selected on the basis of her intelligence, experience, and social skills. But her size and strength are irrelevant, as cows do not consider these necessary qualities for a leader. Each herd also has a social hierarchy, and the order in which its members settle down for the night is an indication of their relative status. In addition, cows have good memories and can recognize more than 100 different members of their herd. Scientists from Bristol University in the United Kingdom also discovered that these caring beings form close relationships with each other and even have best friends. 2 cows will groom and lick each other as a token of their love, and the longer they groom, the closer their friendship. The bond between mother and daughter cows is particularly strong. In his book, Food Revolution, John Robbins shared the following short article he discovered in the World Farming Newsletter, illustrating the special relationship between a cow and her calf.
Blackie, a 2-year-old heifer, broke away from the farm she had been sold to, and walking 12 kilometers, 7 miles, through strange country, homed in on the new farm that her calf had been taken to. The story started when the heifer and her calf were sold separately in Hatherley Market in Devon. The mother was sent to Bob Woolacott's farm near Okehampton, where she was bedded down for the night with a supply of hay and water. But her maternal instinct led her to break out of the farmyard and over a hedge into a country lane. Next morning she was found 12 kilometers, 7 miles away, reunited and suckling her calf at Arthur Sleeman's farm at Samford Courtney. Mr. Sleeman was able to identify Blackie as the mother by the auction labels still stuck on their rumps.
In her number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds, Supreme Master Ching Hai reveals that cows have a noble quality of 40%. This noble nature is demonstrated by the following anecdote from Supreme Master Ching Hai about her encounter with a gentle cow in Costa Rica, during which the animal recognized the precious blessing of being in the presence of an enlightened master.
There was a cow who ate the initiation form in Costa Rica when I first went there. Yeah, the truck was full of vegetables, fresh, all kind of bread and beautiful fresh green vegetable, white vegetable, carrots, you know, all kind of thing. And cow would eat them, you know, but no, this cow, he went straight to the initiation form play over there and then took one. And he quickly swallowed it whole and run away. Yeah, he didn't go for vegetable or nothing. Yeah, I told you many times that sentient beings look different from us, but they do have God's quality in them. God resides in them too. So do have respect. Do have respect.
We're blessed to share our planet with these deeply intelligent, loving, and noble beings. As we come to understand the inner lives of cows more clearly, we'll learn to live in ever greater harmony with these gentle, peaceful co-inhabitants. Thank you for joining us today for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. May you grow daily in love, understanding, and wisdom.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.